Welcome to On The Table Podcast. We run this mother.
Three, one, two, three.
Things come.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Just go.
Wait. No, not like that. Thing
you.
That's nice.
Hi,
guys. They are pumping glass shoot now.
Sharp. Let's rock.
Kunin le mai kya misenziwa.
Okay.
Your future is so bright.
Guess it's shall I camera in your house now?
There was a white one.
No, this one. Yeah. This one. This one.
Oh, both of us.
At my closet.
Sure.
What tell la motho wa ka man?
Get guys if ninga endorse because wow. Maxosa looks good on me.
Oh wow. Then he's endorsing every Xhosa person in the nation. Have we ordered food already?
Yeah.
Okay.
Guys, put yakuzo phuma kubande. Ready when you are, ready or not.
As for Universal Studios,
Hello.
I'm gonna find you.
Not 18, it's 17.
17. Hi, bo, guys.
17.
It's fine, guys.
On the table once again, another table, and of course, another conversation. My name is Tepi.
My name is Khamutso.
And of course, your church girl.
Ghosties in the building. Yeah, yeah. Zaza. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
So that we don't see her.
I'm a light.
Let's start with Happy Women's Month, ladies.
Yes.
Happy.
How has it been for you?
We just came out of Women's Day.
Yeah. So how are you? You know,
I'm feeling refreshed. Because I took time for myself.
Yes.
And I spent time with my girlfriend. Yes. So we had a lot of girlfriend moments. I got a lot of guys. I heard my relationships.
Unolu heard my girls.
Friendships.
My girls.
I
heard
that Unolu. Yeah, I'm good.
That's good. And yours, how's yours?
Yo, mine is fine, guys. Nothing special except for myself. Yeah, right.
That's all the thing.
It's Women's Month.
You must have had a solid one as well.
I did. You know, me and my family, we stay together and just enjoy each other's company.
Yeah, that's
how
good.
How's yours, Sebi?
You know, booked and busy. You're not funny, any. Ladies, let's get into today's conversation that I love. Since we're talking about umjolo, let's talk about it. Let's talk about floor crossing. And when we talk about floor crossing in this instance, we're talking about dating in different ethnicities. How has that been for you, your experiences? Are there any ethnicities that you are writing off saying ourselves?
Basutu.
And then how re basutu? Why?
Yeah.
Why happened? That's what we're talking about today. It's on the table. Do what you must with it.
Yazin.
You know what, guys? I'm going to take this a little bit far and say, who do you think are the most loving? Which ethnic group do you think has the most is the most loving when it comes to men?
So before we even go any further, let's just classify this. This is based on our experiences.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
So this is based purely on our experiences and what we have found in the dating space.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, you've dated one person in your life, two people.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah. But some people have dated 30, 40, 50, whatever. But point is, this is all based on our experiences. And so no one's experience is invalid.
Yeah. Who's the most loving group, guys?
Khosas. Yo, they will love you with their lies.
I believe that the most loving ethnicity is the one you are with. Whoever you are with at that point, you are just so in love.
I get you trying to win points.
No, but also, I'm sitting here on some. I'm with nobody.
Yeah,
so what
I'm
now?
I'm with the Zulus, guys. Oh, I'm with Zulu. Those guys.
Hey, and there's something about the. It's a Zulu, in fact. With Je Utahao, we're part.
I'm going to get Baraton.
It's like a cup. No, but you, no, okay, let's start. Why do you. Is it because you're with the Zulu guy?
I think. For me, the experience has been that it's not what people say it is. They're loving, they listen. Yes, but stubborn, but they listen. And guys, they're in touch with their feelings. Mara kwati lu kwati le, mara chabli lu chabli le, mara funu ya funa.
The size?
Who? Remember, what? I said it doesn't matter.
Remember, I don't want to know the size of you.
Ah, Tebi, when you walked in today, the first thing you said was, guys, I got introduced to another huge
push. That's not true.
Mamela, ungakhipha ama secrets ethu wena on air.
Uyazi ukuthi sikhuluma ngani, but
ungakhipha ama secrets ethu on air.
Mamela, guys, ngisho ukuthi Zulu are the best.
Upon observation.
Yes.
I think the most loving ethnic group is Zimbabweans.
Really?
Yes, and respectful as well.
Really?
They'll respect the fuck out of you.
Zimbabweans, if you know of a Zimbabwean couple or a Zimbabwean man, but just look at how they speak to their women, they take care of them. I'm a Zimbabwe for me.
I'm a course. You're supposed to be my course, basically.
No. Don't look at me.
Look at my course.
No, so, okay, let me talk my experience. Mm. I've dated across the realm. Yeah.
Flocracy.
Who haven't I dated? Probably a Swati guy.
Mesh, what are you?
Swati.
Okay.
Ow.
It's complicated.
Wow. But anyway.
Okay, so for me, I think the ethnic the ethnic groups for me that stood out is, like I said, Xhosas, because I target market was that was me. You know, they were okay. Me and I was them. I was connected DNA wise. I mean, I was.
You were one.
National carrier.
You know?
Otina.
And for many reasons. Personally, size, because particular. Things like their gentleness for me, I felt like they were more understanding, more gentle. Mm. And because I'm a woman, I like to be lied to, and of course you guys excel.
So you're saying their size matches Makabo?
Yes. Oh. So bar jute, and then again jute hacho. I've dated Zulu guys as well, and there's only one reason I haven't pursued Zulus longer, because head office. There's not much happening down there.
Are you saying they're small?
I'm saying.
Uti, there's not much.
I'm saying there's not much happening. In my experience, once again, I've dated outside of our country.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I've dated outside of our race.
Mm-hmm.
And if I have to think of one ethnic group that really stands out for me, it has to be Xhosa guys.
You.
They are winning.
Not you, Aya.
I'm a daughter, my daughter. But here's the thing, ne? Being a Xhosa, yes. Growing up, I actually would say I'd never date a Xhosa man.
Why?
I'm a cocky, like you were saying.
100%! We are bazi!
I bong a bunch of bam guys.
Hey, where?
They are your people.
Why do they do that?
From the motherland.
Hey, they've left me brain damaged. Yeah.
Guys, I'm a cause and meze.
But I also think we go to there on extreme ends. It's either babi, it's just that they are bad, nje.
okanye they are the most loving when they love you. Mm. And hey guys, I ended up marrying a Xhosa man.
Is that why you're vouching for them, or because you?
No,
feel...
I'm not vouching for them because if Ngom so something were to happen, I would not be with my man. I would not date a Xhosa man. In fact, I would not even date a black man.
Black man,
and that's respectable. For you, Ghosty. Oh, you're rather quiet in this conversation.
Yeah, because I'm busy listening, and I share almost the same with Nolu. Growing up, because ngumZulu phaqa, but I really, for my observation, seeing family and just like, you know, growing up, seeing the community, I was like, I'll never end up with a Zulu man. And sometimes, I guess, we're just, because you're familiar and you don't see the good side. You know, so it was like, and plus now even traveling and seeing other places and seeing other men. So it was like, actually, so this thing I dream of being treated like this is, it's possible, but just, it's not with a Zulu man.
Yeah.
So, and obviously, okay, I'm married, my husband is Swati. I'm happy and all. But obviously, I think obviously just growing up and seeing, I've seen some Zulu men who are really like loving and make excellent husbands and boyfriends. So it's like, it's just about when you get the experience and you just see further than what you know.
Yeah.
Because obviously sometimes it's culture, tradition makes you think like, I'm nangifuna indoda ecabanga so, or indoda is that will always resort to this. This is the thinking, that's all. So, yeah.
Mara, honestly, does it really exist lento le sikhuluma ngayo in terms of ukuthi a certain man, womZulu,
preference? Yes.
Does it really exist, or is it like a human race?
It's like a person thing, older. Like it's the type of person that you are.
Yeah.
But in the same breath, though, there are also, people who have that specification. I mean, example, if we look at Indians, you know, most Indians, they want to date in their race. They want to date, even example, if this one is Hindu and this one is also Hindu, they want to keep it that way. You know, people who, people who live in Greek, the Greek, this is what they do. You know, they keep it in their family. They not in their family, but they keep it in their ethnicity. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with being particular with the person? Maybe it narrows down your options, sure. Mm-hmm. But what if that's someone's preference, that they do not want to date a baby person, or they do not want to date? Does that make this person shallow?
I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but I think maybe your reasons of not wanting to date outside your ethnic group might be shallow, because you know there's that thing called perception. And most of the time we operate from perception. It's like when we say Wutimklambi, Xhosa women are gold diggers. That's a perception, it's not a fact.
Oh yeah.
I'm not saying but it's a perception, it's not a fact. So what are your reasons for not wanting to date a Xhosa woman based on? Because I can tell you now, come date me and you won't find a gold digger. You know, so, but also limiting it or keeping it within your ethnic group, I think it also eliminates a lot of unnecessary cultural aspects in certain things.
Yeah.
Because there are
cultural classes.
Yeah. Because there are things that Xhosas do that maybe Zulus don't do, and so forth. So those cultural clashes also might be minimized. But also we say Ukuthi, when you marry someone and they marry you knowing Ukuthi you are Xhosa and he is Swati, we want to believe that you go into it being well aware that it's either you will change, or you've come up to a sort of conclusion Ukuthi, this is how we will operate as a unit.
Yeah. So with that being said, right, we've all dated, like I said, outside of our own realm. And
no,
you were also saying you've only dated. Really?
I've only done Zulus. Sutus.
Really?
And if I had to eliminate one Sutu, I'm shooting you. Wahetana.
Masutu. Tell me about your hating story, Elis. Yeah, Masutu.
Masutu watella. Lilimi. It's very soft. Like, ukamubhaca. Okay, let me, because subtitles. So you are into a relationship with a Sotho person. They happen to cheat on you. They will tell you things that you will believe, that you know are not true, but you will believe them because of how they are saying it. Muratua.
whatever we want.
Oh my God, hey. I'm just like, what's who I'm
they would just finish you. Sutos would finish you, they would extort you, they would eat your money, they would finish you.
So when now?
Wabecha. Bona. Everywhere they finish you. Pockets.
Bona. Those are the real gold diggers here, but food.
Look, you guys, go back and look at. Look at. I know there's a perception that Xhosa women.
Yeah, I know that phone. Is not working.
The phone and your mic.
Wow.
I think this is.
Yeah, this episode.
How's this one?
Yeah.
Ghosty's one is the problem now.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes.
You were gonna ask something, right?
She was speaking about
it.
Yeah, but your podcast. We are designer today.
Do you have something on you? Matter for
nothing.
You know what? Maybe it's me. I have my
phone.
I have nothing on.
Let's
me.
Put it there.
Bro, it's
like
sticking out.
Yeah.
Hey, look, who's shooting?
Who's
your bra, the wire sticking out.
No, but he's asking.
So, you know, keep it wire. Keep it wire.
You good?
Okay.
You good?
Yeah. You good?
2 minutes.
Yeah, it's not more than 10.
Okay, guys. Are we shooting?
Be gentle.
We might as well just say bye bye, Aya. All the best with your sound endeavors, with the buzzing endeavors. He's never here when we shoot. So today we have
Spiro,
a lot of
fun. Is he on? He's a buzz.
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Okay.
So when it moves.
Just stand here.
Simply stand.
Hold
it here. On top. She was still telling us about Abasutu. I'm saying, are we recording?
We're rolling.
So
when you go,
you just take the camera off, okay?
Yeah.
And
so it's
an
angle match.
All
right.
Recording.
Okay. So. Yes, guys. He was balling in 20 foot, which.
Okay, okay. Who's here? Oh, okay. So guys, I know you think like Xhosa people are the queens of lying and stuff. Until you've met a person from Lesotho, whether it's a male or female, that person will come into your house as a helper and leave as Those people are good, bro.
But is this because you've experienced it? Because remember, it's your experiences of that particular ethnicity.
Yes, I have. Even friends of friends have experienced it. Or you know what? Not that I'm discriminating against them or saying something that will ultimately have them discriminated upon. But when it comes to your household, be sure. Be here.
To have that on lock.
Be here. Whether it's a man or it's a woman, be here. Labatwa strategize, they're smart.
Yeah.
On the table.
You know, guys, I'm true to my ethnic group because, as I said, indodayam gumxhosa namdi gumxhosa. One hater on your mxhosa, but in the cheddar on your mxhosa, on a southern head.
So when I saw Lugu Dana, but close.
Which show me.
Okay.
So you say outside of
husband.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, did you say outside of umnage?
Yes. Guys, umnaga uzo ni lava.
Did you date? Have you dated outside of your ethnic group?
Because I was like adamant that I wasn't gonna date Zulu guys. So I dated, I think, when obviously I was in Pretoria, Tswana guys, and hey.
Have you done Zulu?
Tswana guys? No, I've never been with a Zulu.
Never.
No. It was just.
You know what I'm looking for in this conversation, and I feel like I'm not getting it from you, ladies.
What are you looking
I'm looking for particular experiences that you've had with a particular ethnic group, ne? So let me lead you so that you can follow me.
Yes.
Why I don't particularly, I've written off dating Xhosa men.
That's the story, Sakovel. What happened?
But Okomoto shared her story with her Sotho man.
I always share my story.
Was this before or after we got cut?
Did
it make it on camera?
No, previous episode.
With your baby daddy.
Yeah, it gets boring at some point. Let's hear your story.
What ethnic group was he?
Sotho.
Oh, shit.
His dad would ask for money from me. He would ask for money from me.
Wabaf.
Sister would ask for money from me. Dude,
the fuck were you?
You are too nice.
Am I?
You are too nice.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that those channels were open.
Yeah, there are those kind of people.
Those channels were open is a problem.
Now, one thing, and the chola guys, and two man in a family, besides Imali, and your family is not my friend. In fact, I stay very far away from you, or your family of my boyfriend. I literally only, not met, obviously I've seen them and I've said hi, but I've literally only started building friendships with my sisters-in-law and the cousins and whatever when we were about to get married.
But the thing with me, we were more than just boyfriend and girlfriend. Remember this person, Uveli Lekaya, he came, Wakipa, Nkomonyanezi, 2.5.
Now we are so shiny, size, squeeze.
Guys!
Amadoda, girl.
Ngishumden wonke. I see amadoda. Umden wonke. Even the dogs.
Were the dogs asking you for the dog?
Woof woof.
Go buy a dog, ma.
Go buy a
dog, ma.
Yeah.
But no, why I'm saying to you, ungu nice Khumudzo, is that, you know, it's also in your character, ne? Maybe you are that kind of person. Mm. And Baboni Luku could easily ask Khumudzo for money. Mm. But now also, there's an element of Kuti, they might be using you.
Yeah.
And you are also most likely not to say no because of Musqueeza.
We digress. Let's not go far away from the conversation. 100%.
Yeah.
And I can't say we say you don't want to go too much into detail about it.
What's your story? Me, I want to know, what did Xhosa man do to Tepi? Because he hasn't even heard either. Tell us.
Absolute brain damage. And those, and that was the time at which I was in love. Mm. I've only ever been truly in love with Xhosa man. Sorry for everybody else that they did.
I know they have that tendency when you call Gary.
Ne? I keep calling him.
Is it Xhosa man's fault or was it your fault? Mm. You had some kind of just weakness.
Oh no! Do you know what I think it is? I think it was my fault that I had put this thing of Kirata Maxhosa that I forgot to see through it.
Oh.
I forgot to see through anything else. You know when you're so hell bent that this is who I like. This is, you know, Kirata Mutabuang Sixhosa. And
you don't see
and I'm
hell bent,
yes, and I'm hell bent on it, and I loved the idea of it. Sounds very
for as long as I'm with the Xhosa man, I don't care. Okay, so you see, whose fault is that?
Never ring back again. Never pizza wrong. Ish, get a trigger again.
No, tell us. We'll
they had like they had the even the way they call you, the way they. Do you know what I mean? No, not so much. Like the way they used to call me, the way they would call you to order when you've done something wrong, you know? Yo, their sex unmatched for me. Like many things for me. That's why I'm saying, Guti, it must have been a mental thing for me. Because I wanted it to be what I thought it was in my head. And yeah, and haven't been completely broken to my core by them has made me reach the conclusion. And you at home might see this as very on the surface, very frivolous, very ignorant, but it's how I feel. It's the experience that I had with this particular ethnicity, and I don't want anymore. Yes. And now I'm making it a conscious decision.
But I still want your story. So what did this guy
do? I'm trying to think of which one. Okay, so let's think about the one in varsity, and we almost got married. Oh, okay, he said he was going to marry me. I mean, he was probably lying. Duh. Because it's Xhosa. So
he wasn't lying, he was just Xhosa.
Yeah, and he was, you know, the Xhosas of back in the day. No, you know, the Xhosas of back in the day who drive golf ones. Now you know they're ready to fucking mutilate your heart, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that was me. I was okay, and I was sticking to him. So this is where we were. And I remember when he moved to Cape Town now to get a greater job and a greater life.
You
got married to another Xhosa?
Yeah, Eva.
In 2.3 seconds, how did I see that they were married?
Huh?
Mputsi saying,
How? Johnny?
I mistakenly bumped into a maternity shoot. On top of that, my mentor style, I'm Xhosa skipper.
So wow, heard that. I was so upset.
Wait,
what is
stamala?
Stamala.
You know those maternity shoes that you guys tend to do with your husbands. Liba it's already bari mola and they topless. Guys, you need to stop doing that to your men.
We all have a stomach.
You need to stop doing that to your men because Tina's jola nap. This is abaseg. So that's how I saw, and that for me hurt me, and that. This was someone that I've been with, and I saw when his mother had died. I was there. Do you know what I mean?
But maybe you were going to be the Joburg wife.
Did you hear that part? You
went.
I bunked my lecturers to go there. Fucked up. So that for me was my experience. Then I dated another Xhosa man. Who actually, you all seem to be married, come to think of it. You want to know again, Chadile? Is it a prerequisite?
So, Xhosas are loyal
to themselves.
To themselves. And also, when I said, maybe you quickly jumped the gun, maybe you're going to be the Joburg Rechte.
Mamela, I just want to clarify.
Because they have to have one here, one back home.
So, according to you, you were in a long distance relationship with this Xhosa guy.
No,
because he had moved to Cape Town, Galo.
Yeah, but Skowish, you know.
Okay,
but I didn't know you're going enough to be able to
get married to someone else.
Be married and expecting a baby.
Maybe they pressurized him into getting married. Did you ask?
I don't care. Point is, you did.
No, he decided.
And you didn't tell me.
It was not pressure.
Well, I mean, I believe the pressure part. But he was not pressured at all. Trust you. Me neither. He's very happy in the relationship. I've got two kids now. But you know what? I'm not sour about that per se. I think maybe my recent one is the one I'm a little bit sour about. So that for me... Yeah, and you see, I've got such a weakness that if that particular ex was to come back...
You would.
We won't say which one.
What's the recent one. Is it the recent one?
Guys, I will foolishly...
Go back to... When
I say go back, I'll go like this.
And you'll feed them. Umbletiling a tray.
Oh, go see.
Umbletiling a tray. Like, I would do that.
No, I believe it. Hey, oh, shapi legal came. That's one. Finished you.
Came gama kulua ike.
Ha. We need to pray for
Tepi. Now we need to pray for Tepi, guys. Aya, you are caught. Where are you? Don't do that to other kids, y'all.
Yeah,
No.
So that's me, that's how I know. And
remember,
it's to my detriment.
Xhosa men have a Xhosa association. You know, Xhosa men association. Please, guys, don't do this. Don't do that.
Oh, yeah, there's an entire association.
Xhosa Men Association.
But you haven't had a traumatic experience.
No, I've never had a traumatic experience.
And the thing is, I think with me in my dating life, I was quick to sense something that was just going off. And hence, I would just remove myself.
See what they call the red flags?
Yes, my antennas.
What are those red flags?
My antennas are very, like alert. It doesn't take, you see how what's happy, you end up going to Mtata, you do this and move back and forth. I'm that girl who's like, the moment
you
do something small, the moment you do, like, I judge you on your smallest behavior. You know, I'm judging you from, like, if you said I'm gonna call you later and you don't, already next day I'm questioning what's this relationship for.
Oh, really?
You know, so it's like
I was like, my Mela is seven, it's not working out.
Yeah.
I don't see you in my future.
But what are those red flags this season? No, that we can be stupidly
for me,
in
guys,
love.
I will see a red flag and I'll walk straight into it.
The same also.
Hey, my behavior
is a red flag.
There are two girls in this world, ne? There are women who encourage bad behavior. And there are women who correct bad behavior.
So, Dangi,
so
I encourage us.
I am a corrector of bad behavior. So it's like, I don't stand for it, I'm out.
We're the
and then there's Motepi who encourage That's why they'll be there looking for side chicks and what, because they know there's girls who can handle this, you know?
Did you just say we're side chicks?
No, Mamela, I also think that I was... I think I was also an encourager. Do you know what
happened? Because I knew this.
You didn't know you're a side. No, you didn't know you're a side, but also Zbakoni signs, for example, now my cluster guy, like, I knew that I was not the only girl in his life.
How
but
did you know?
I just knew. I never saw anything. I knew, but I chose to ignore it for like a whole 4 years. Listen here, ne, this is my advice to you. Mina, when you see me, then angsenandaba. It's finished. When I don't care, when I don't ask, why didn't you call? Why didn't you text? Just know that somebody be eating your pussy.
Oh, shit.
Just saying. Just saying. Moving on. I'm telling you, my red flags. When I stop caring, you're done.
But why wait for that? Why wait until then?
Because I've got so much faith in the relationship that I keep thinking, ugh, maybe I'm overreacting.
Instead, why don't you just leave without having to do that?
It doesn't happen. Like, for me, I'm Hashem. When I leave you, that's just
but
me.
Don't you also hurt yourself?
No. The thing is, I hurt myself while I'm still in the relationship because I keep wondering, what am I not doing right? Am I not enough? Am I too loud? Am I too crazy? What's the problem? And then I start introspecting. Like you said, I look for those red flags. I get manje ang sena faith.
Yeah.
Like saying, law is a liar. Or law this, law that. Ang sena faith, manje. Now I start looking for my happiness.
But isn't that now playing in the mud like he's doing?
No. It's not Pella. Remember, Tina, the clowns. Tina, but the clowns.
Oh, don't call me a clown.
We are very loyal.
The Popeye Olympics.
The Popeyes.
The Popeye Olympic champions.
We are very, when we are in it, and we are still in it, we are very loyal. Whether Umsutu, Mtonga, Venda, we are very loyal. We will submit. We will listen. We tell when I was submitting.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, oh, okay, loyalty and faithfulness are two different things. Okay, I hear you. Let's go.
Yes, we will submit. We will believe. You wait again. We will go the extra mile to
you
keep.
You believe them, even though you know there's not true.
Sometimes I don't know. Sometimes I'm probably thinking I know. Kantangazi.
I can't sniff out the bullshit. I'm sorry.
I can't.
You know what? Sometimes you're being loyal and you're putting all this effort to someone who has not actually given back to you.
Hey.
And those are also another signs. Because I think women as well. It's like we grade ourselves with, hey, ngiyamphekela, I've done this for. But it's like, is it deserving for all of that in the first place? You know, all these things, now that you've put in the relationship and made it like your reason for being there and why he can't be BSing you like this. But it's like, you shouldn't have even done all of this in the first place. So it's like, eliminate before you get there.
Oh snap,
guys, it's Christmas season. Some of us can't pass out
some
the bullshit.
Fucker lunch today and we have not even like, we're not even dead. Am I full?
Honestly, are you cancel? Cancel Uber. Cancel that Uber.
It's too late. It's done.
Okay.
And I specialize. My Uber, it specializes in delivering in many places.
You feed them.
I feed the nation. My crown of hope foundation stretches to men that I date.
Please delete the Uber Eats app. Delete.
It's important. You know, I can't feel like I'm romantic. What do you want to eat? My goons are delivering. I'm such a stupid.
It's king. I'm definitely sure. Nalwena, same way. We feed them.
And when you think, you're being romantic.
Every way possible.
And yeah, now he's probably thinking, hey, this one is trying too hard.
Chances
are, exactly.
So I need to stop trying too hard.
Can I tell you, I went as far as getting Mr. Delivery, and I don't use that app. I got Mr. Delivery because one of my others. It was like, there's no Uber in this era. Said Mr. Deliver. Oh, Jesus.
Sure, Tebi.
So, my melange, guys.
Listen, guys.
So, let's just say, Guti, let's not blame my daughter.
Khosas or Zulus or what? It's us.
It's also from us.
As women,
because,
yes.
Because you want to do so much. For someone who does so much.
Guys. But no, who does nothing.
And exactly. And sometimes it's not even about, but what is he doing for me? What is he not doing for me? But when you study his character and you're looking at him, are you looking at someone that you think that you can build a future with? Not necessarily marriage, but as a life partner, as someone you can enjoy life with.
We can go to Hardee's tomorrow. Is that
expense?
A future? I
mean, at whose expense?
Oh, there is. No, please don't think that. Me, I buy lunch just. I won't buy you massive things.
Yeah. Has he bought you lunch?
Not yet.
Dates, maybe. Oh, but you see what I'm saying for this one. I haven't even met him. Oh man, now it sounds silly. I need to leave. This podcast.
Scam. Jesus.
Okay,
scam.
Guys. We need a scam. Host.
No, jokes aside, guys. Bengdala. No one is eating nobody's pussy. Bengdala, guys.
Yeah.
I went back. Bengdala. No one is eating nobody's.
Ooh. He's not Khosa.
Ethnic group.
I can't know because what if he listens and then he thinks I'm a bigger fool?
This is On The Table Podcast.
He knows already.
But listen, yeah, all I'm